All right, good evening, everyone. Let's continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Amira l'Nachri, instructing a Gentile to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So the Kitzur goes on with an interesting case. He says, Mishi yesh lo sada or rechaim, if someone owns a field, or rechaim, of course, is a mill, a grinding mill, mutra l'haskir la'in a Yehudi. So a person is permitted to rent these items to a non-Jew. V'af api she'inu Yehudi osa b'ham malacha b'Shabbos. And of course, again, if I rent out an object to a non-Jew, to a Gentile, I'm not obligated to tell him that he can't use it on Shabbos, because once he rents it, essentially the item is his for the duration of the rental, and he could use it whether it's on Shabbos or during the week. However, aval merchatz asr lahaskilo. But the one thing a Jew cannot rent to a Gentile is a bathhouse. What's wrong with a bathhouse? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, mipnei shenikra al shmo. Because everyone knows who the owner of a bathhouse is. So what's the concern? The concern is if I rent out my bathhouse to a Gentile, and the Gentile has it open on Shabbos, people will not necessarily realize that the bathhouse is rented to the Gentile. Instead, what will they assume? They will assume that I, the Jewish owner, am keeping my business open on Shabbos. Therefore, in order to avoid this level of suspicion, in order to avoid this type of marisayin, so therefore, again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one can't rent out a bathhouse ultimately to a Gentile. But of course, it's not just limited to bathhouse. It's really anything that is clear who the owners are. Because in this type of situation, even if I rent it out to someone else, people are going to assume that it's Jewishly owned item, and therefore, again, it's open on Shabbos. So just to understand the contemporary application of this, so the post can bring that. I mean, I guess there are still bathhouses, but the post can bring down a very interesting contemporary application. They say, therefore, Vishamina mehacha, sha'asula haskir, afila hashil michonit masa, truck. If a person, let's say, I have a fleet of trucks, right? Silvers, whatever, you could fill in the blank. Right? Sheshmo al Yisrael michtav alav, afila b'tchas ha-shavua. Here's the problem, says the Kitzur, which is quite interesting, which is, well, this is not the Kitzur, Shammah Sam Ba'alocha. If I own a fleet of trucks and they have my name on it, to rent that out to a Gentile and then have them driven on Shabbos is going to be a halachic problem. Same idea as the merchatz, because since it is identified as Jewish property, even though on a technical level I am not doing anything wrong, I've rented it out to the Gentile, but because it is property that is clearly associated with me, with a Jew, one would not be permitted to lend this out to a Gentile if the object is going to be used over the course of Shabbos.